Miss Cat Washington is joining us today on 100.3 Philly's R&B.
Hi,
hey,
my love bug. Oh, I miss you.
Girl, I haven't seen you since I had the baby.
I gotta see the baby.
You do. I'm a whole mom, girl.
How do you love it?
I love it, but I haven't been out. I'm due a night. I remember we've had a couple nights together, Miss Cat.
Girl.
we had a couple of good nights.
No, seriously, we are well overdue.
We really are. What you got going on? What you been up to?
Oh, my God, so much. So right now, I just dropped a fragrance.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So I'm doing a pop-up fragrance tour right now. I'm fresh off of Baddies West, so I'm still touring with that. I've been promoting heavy. I'm in a club near you, girl, somewhere shaking this thing.
I love it.
Yes, so much. Avoir Couture, the clothing brand. I just opened up a new location in Tampa.
Wow.
Oh, girl.
I'm so proud of you. You are literally one of the original influencers, and it wasn't even called that back in the day, right?
No, seriously.
And what you've managed to be able to do with your brand, I mean, to make a fragrance, you know, I want to kind of rewind and talk about that a little bit, because how was the process of you making your own perfume? Like, why'd you even decide to do that?
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, first of all, girl, it was expensive as hell.
Yes.
But I'm a fragrance girl, right? So I love body sprays. I love anything that smells good. My home smells good. I'm just a fragrance girl. So when me and hubby actually sat down and thought about it, I was like, okay, let's do it, because I feel like this is what's needed with the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, like, we've done soaps, we've done so much. But girl, when I say this process has been amazing, this is our second fragrance, actually. The first one we sold out in a matter of months.
Wow.
And it caught us off guard. I was like, I did not know that the fragrance business was just popping.
It's not just a fragrance business. It's your brand.
Yes.
The brand that you've built, the name that you have based off reality TV and the work that you've done behind the scenes, that's what people are buying.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love it. I'm so thankful. And it smells good. You got to smell it.
So you went in and smelled all the different things and put your own fragrance together? Like, did you go that far?
Yeah. So the first setup was a company in France. And they were like, we need the notes. I didn't even know what a note was.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I know what I like, what smells good. But I'm like, no, we got to break it down. They're like, do you like lights? Do you like florals?
Yep.
Do you like earthy? Like, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started this process from the very, very beginning. The women's fragrance was really light and fresh and floral. And it was gorgeous. We did a whole situation with the men's. It was earthy. It was cedary. It kind of gave you like a Creed vibe.
Yeah.
And so fast forward, we kind of just went through the same process of picking the notes that we loved. We had a little group of our friends, you know, to smell what they love.
Yes. What do they call it? A tester group?
A focus group. Yeah, we had
a focus group. There it is.
Yes. So we gave everybody food. We got them drunk. And we was like, tell us what you like. And it was a vibe. And, girl, the product, like, the done product is amazing.
I'm so proud of you, literally. I'm always in awe.
You.
I don't think people realize how much of a businesswoman you are. And the only reason I even know that is because we've had our drunken conversations in the club. No.
Pushing each other like, girl, go get this money.
Yes. So you're actually getting the money tonight. You're at Jocelyn's Cabaret. So we've been watching it on Zeus. Jocelyn's on tour. She's in Philly tonight. What's your role in all of this?
Okay, so you know I am a Zeus employee.
Right.
Okay, so you know I'm always promote my Zeus family. So yeah, so she's doing, they just moved it. It's at Chuck's Alibi.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's at Chuck's Alibi. So everybody pull up to Chuck's Alibi. Give my Zeus family some love. Pull up, show out, buy the bottles, buy the sections.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how it's going down.
Are you
going
to be there, Kat?
I am. You know I'm pulling up.
Yeah. Are we going to see a performance from Miss Kat, or are you keeping the key on the side?
No, I might be at the, listen, I'm going to be sipping my little cool drinks on the side, minding my business. You know, I'm there for my coin, and that's it.
Right. Look, I know it's going to be a show. Okay, congratulations to you, girl, on your fragrance. And I know you're still wrapping up Baddies West. What's going on with you when it comes to, like, reality TV and then TV in general?
Girl, you got to tune into Baddies East right now, because Baddies East is in Philadelphia.
Really?
So this episode that's coming up, let's get into the Baddies, girl. So Baddies East is right now, they are just pulling up to Philly. So, you know, it was only right that I bring the baddies, show them around Philly.
Uh-huh.
They loved Philly. They didn't want to leave, girl. They were loving Philly. I took them. I had them in Mirage.
Did they eat the chicken and rice?
Listen, the chicken and rice. When I had them at Biblo's. I had the baddies everywhere. We had such a good time. I love these girls so much. Everybody was like, we've seen Natalie everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, they love Philly.
Natalie got a lot of love. She just got a shout out from Nicki Minaj. Too.
Oh, of course. Girl, listen, the girls love Natalie. The girls love Queen Nicki. Mm-hmm. It's always a vibe.
What do you think about Krishan and, like, that whole situation? Because that's always on my timeline.
What, with Blue?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like Krishan and Blue are that one couple who, like, even if they break up, you'd be like, child, they be back together.
Right.
You ever have that girlfriend that'll call you and be like, I hate him so much.
Yes.
He's this, he's that. And you'd be like, girl, bye. You'll be back with him tomorrow.
Right.
That's how I feel about them. Like, I feel like no matter what the two of them go through, I feel like they always end up back with each other.
Right. I agree.
Some way, somehow. And you're just not surprised.
That's exactly it. Well, Miss Kat, we will see you tonight at Jocelyn's Cabaret. Where is it again?
Oh, it's at Chuck's Alibi.
All right, that's the new location, and you're going to be there, and all the baddies is coming out.
Look, that's the new location. Make sure you guys tune in to Baddies East every single Sunday on Zeus. Get your subscriptions. Make sure you tune in to Zeus. Make sure you shop Avor Couture. And make sure you guys check out my pop-up shop. I got a pop-up shop on Saturday as well.
Where's that at?
Oh, it's right on Ryan Avenue. Wait, let me give you the whole zhuzh of it all. It's at Capri's Dance Studio, 3514 Ryan Avenue.
You know I want to promote your stuff.
And I still have the fragrance.
All right, boo. I love you, Miss Kat.
Congratulations
on the new fragrance. You know we always support on this side, okay?
Absolutely.
Bye, boo. Have fun.
Yes, bye, beautiful.